Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Zanbergen, and this is Radio West. We are broadcasting live from Hudson's Hope. We have set up our portable studio on a park bench overlooking the mighty Peace River. You might hear that behind me now. The valley below, farmland stretching out beneath us, and not too far away, oil and gas workers hard at work. This is The Peace. This afternoon, we'll be telling the stories that are important to the folks who live here and to British Columbians across this province. And of course, number one on our agenda, Site C. We'll hear from proponents and, of course, the fierce opposition. Plus, we'll take a stroll around town and find out what makes Hudson's Hope tick. So join us. That's all ahead live from a park bench in Hudson's Hope. We've got a chance of showers in the Peace tonight. Just a few raindrops falling now, down to about zero. Sun and cloud for tomorrow in the Peace, highs of 12. In Kelowna and Kamloops tonight, a few clouds, 2 degrees. We have nice sunshine for tomorrow. 18 degrees is your high. And in Prince George tonight, cloudy, minus 1. Sun and cloud tomorrow and 17 degrees. And Josh Page is here. He's been hard at work all day, yes, getting all of these wires set up for us.
We had a beautiful day. And then we had all of a sudden some problems with a bit of rain that's coming down on us now. I would say small drops.
I'm optimistic.
I feel like it's not going to stick around. That sound that you're hearing in the background is the Peace River itself.
It is.
Which is pretty neat.
And you strung up a microphone pointed at the river just so we could have this
sound.
There
it is. Old Gray over there just pointing towards the water. Well, we'll begin with traffic in Hudson's Hope this hour, Rebecca. I'd say it's pretty smooth go right now. I'm not seeing any major delays in Hudson's Hope. It's a nice day in Hudson's Hope. There is one delay for folks listening in the Kootenay region. They'll be certainly interested in knowing this. Once again, the Kootenay Lake Ferry fairly delayed right now. Heavy traffic volume. You're looking at least one sailing wait, 30 minutes to an hour if you're in the Kootenay region taking the Kootenay Lake Ferry. Other than that, not seeing anything particularly major on the roads. There is going to be a closure on Saturday, Highway number 1, from the British Columbia border all the way to the Alberta border, but that's not until Saturday. As for right now, in this particular moment, the big closure is the Kootenay Lake Ferry. Other than that, pretty smooth sailing as we listen to that Peace River.
All right. There it is. 13 minutes now past 4 o'clock Pacific, and you are listening to Radio West live here from Hudson's Hope. And welcome to everyone at home and to our crowd that's gathered here on the lawn. Thank you for coming out. We do appreciate it. We're here beside the museum in town overlooking the Peace River and the amazing river valley that winds through town. It's a place where food is grown, power is made, and the Site C Dam dominates conversation. This is the part of BC where the provincial government has approval to build a $9 billion dam, flooding much of the valley. It's a place I had never been to before or had seen, and this is the first time I saw this place, and it is a special one. There's no denying that. It's a place that Gwen Johansson has called home for decades. She is the mayor of Hudson's Hope, and she joins us now on the park bench. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thanks very much for having me.
When you look behind us here, I mean, you've lived here for much of your life. What do you think? Does it still sort of have that behold feeling on you that it's amazing?
This is a truly amazing place. It's unique, and it is very special to a lot of people, some of whom are still living here and some of whom have moved away but always come back, because it is such a special place.
Now, Site C has been on the books for years, for decades. When were you first aware of it, and when did you first start hearing of it?
1975.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
40 years.
What was your reaction then?
It was that, that I needed to look into it, and so I've spent the last 40 years looking into it, and I have an opinion as to whether it ought to be, you know, what there's so many values in the Peace River Valley, and, you know, like electricity generation is only one of them. So there are agricultural values and wildlife values and just the sheer beauty of the place. And so there are just so many things that, that we need to look after.
Did you think we would see this day 40 years ago, that we would actually see approval and construction beginning? We know that there are, of course, court challenges going on right now, but in fact, 2 months already there's been construction. Did you expect to see this day?
No, not really, because I thought that the further we went, the more likely it was that the other alternatives that are becoming more and more viable all the time would probably take precedence. So I thought that the values that we have that are perennial, like the agricultural production that is possible here and the wildlife values and the First Nations and the heritage, that those values would supersede.
Mm-hmm. When you talk to provincial politicians, what do you hear from them as to why we need it, or so the politicians say that we need this project?
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as need is concerned, we've never, you know, we're told that we need 40% more power in the next 20 years. But the only reason we know that is that they've told us that. There's never been, and I know that they talk about the number of studies and the amount of research that has gone into all this, but we've never had an independent review of the actual need for this amount of power. So the position of the district is that there should be a review, a scrutiny by the BC Utilities Commission, where there would be an opportunity to have people present testimony under oath, and then there would be cross-examination. We'd be able to get to the closest we could possibly get to as far as need and cost and alternatives. Yeah.
You know, you've been on our program before speaking to this issue, of course, but never when I've been in Hudson's Hope to actually see what we're addressing. So just remind us, how will Hudson's Hope be affected by this?
Well, Hudson's Hope is the community that is most impacted. We have a number of impacts, a lot of land that would be affected. We have about 1,500 acres that would be lost to the actual flooding. And then we have about 160 acres, if I remember right, that would be lost to highway relocation. And then there are about 2,500 acres that would be lost to a statutory right-of-way. And what that is that we know that the level of the initial reservoir would be 1,515 feet above sea level, and then another 5 feet that they take as sort of a buffer. So BC Hydro would be buying, if it's private land, they would be buying to that level. But then above that, we know, and if you drove the valley, you would know that the Peace Valley is notoriously unstable, so there's a lot of slides on it and erosion and so on. So we know that that we have to prepare for slides and erosion. And so BC Hydro established a number of impact lines, and what they would do between the level that they're buying to and the level of the highest impact line, they would place a statutory right-of-way on that. Mm. And that prevents, there's no permanent structures allowed on that that statutory right-of-way, and it gives BC Hydro the right to flood and inundate and erode and cause to slough and deposit debris upon, all those things. So that means that there's about 4,500 acres that would be left unusable. So that's one of the major ones. Mm. And then it's not the impact of Site C sort of starting when it goes into operation. We've had impacts since 1975 because BC Hydro started to purchase land in the 1970s, and they formalized it with a passive land acquisition policy in 1975. So they've been purchasing land, removing buildings, and leaving it vacant for about 40 years.
Wow. Now, we know that this project, as I've mentioned, is already somewhat under construction. Mm-hmm. It has received the approvals it needs. And again, there are court challenges. How sure are you that this project can be stopped, or will it continue? Do you believe it is sort of just foregone conclusion now at this point?
Well, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. It's never a foregone conclusion until you've got water slopping around your feet, right? So I don't think it's necessarily a completed and finished deal. And I don't like to make predictions about what's going to happen because I don't know. But certainly, I mean, people have the right to say what they feel about it and to continue to express their views in whatever way they can find. Yeah.
Gwen Johansson, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Gwen Johansson is the mayor of Hudson's Hope, and we are broadcasting live today overlooking the Peace River beside the museum in Hudson's Hope. We did ask for someone from BC Hydro to join us today. Hydro did not make anyone available. on CBC Radio 1, and we're broadcasting from Hudson's Hope, where folks here listen at 88.3. Well, our venue today is a great spot overlooking the Peace River Valley. We're right beside the museum, and this is an area full of rich history, reaching all the way back to dinosaurs. Eleanor Morrissey is our next guest, our gracious host. She is the museum curator. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What do you think makes this area so special? Because you're not actually from here, right? You're
no,
a transplant.
I'm a transplant. I've been here for 5 years. I think the area is really special, mainly because of the people. And the culture, and it's just beautiful. And the people are so incredibly friendly, and there's so much history. So.
And what drew you here? Because you are from the Lower Mainland, right?
Yep. The job, actually, at the museum. So that's my main reason for coming, but I've stayed because I love it.
And you grew up on a farm, right?
Yeah.
So this was not a stretch for you.
A very small farm. This was a much bigger stretch for, you know, there's a lot more animals and a lot more space than what I grew up with.
I understand the museum is a special building in itself. Tell us more about these grounds.
Okay, so the museum is in Thatson's Bay Company Store, one of a few that were built in the area. It was used between the period of 1930 to 1950 by the Hudson's Bay Company, and then the museum acquired it and built the museum within it in the mid-70s.
And dinosaurs? I understand there's even a dinosaur named after Hudson's Hope.
Yep.
Did I read that correctly?
You are correct. There's a dinosaur called the Hudson's Hope Pediad. It's an ichthyosaur. It's about a foot and a half long, and it was found in the local area, and it was named after the town because it's the only place they've ever found that specific species.
Wow. You have some artifacts in the museum. Do you have any actual dinosaur bones here?
Yeah, we do. Most of our dinosaur display is cast dinosaurs just because we can't control the temperature properly to maintain the artifacts. But we do have some dinosaur bones and a lot of fossils. So if you want to come and see, feel free to come give us a visit.
Now, you deal with tourists that come into the museum. And how many people, whether or not they're from BC or outside of BC, are familiar with the controversy over Site C? Is this something that you talk to with the patrons that come in?
I do. I get quite a lot of questions, especially visitors coming down the Alaska Highway and then turning off and driving from Fort St. John to Hudson's Hope, because there's signs along the road that talk about the reservoir level, and so they come in and ask that. Most of the people have no idea, heads up before, so they come in with no opinions. They just want to know what it is and what it means.
And how is it for you to be an ambassador to that project, or at least explain what it is? Really,
it's not the easiest thing, because I want to stay neutral for our visitors. I can't push my opinion on them, but
it sounds like you have one, which
yeah,
we won't get into right now. That's fair. Tell us a little bit about the name of Hudson's Hope, because I have a couple of questions. But first of all, what is Hudson's Hope number one? Where is that name from?
No one's really sure. Our best guess is that it first appears in a Hudson's Bay papers from 1863 from the factor in Hudson's Hope sending a letter back to Ontario. We don't actually know why they called it Hudson's Hope. But that's our best guess, is it's named somehow after Hudson's Bay Company, and maybe their hope of getting a grant like the Rupert's Grant for the rest of British Columbia. That's a guess.
Okay. And the other thing that has confused me since arriving in Hudson's Hope, and I have learned over my 4 years at Radio West that it is Hudson's Hope, not Hudson Hope. And then I arrive here and I see all kinds of signs that say Hudson Hope. So I don't get it. Which one is it? And why are there signs that say Hudson Hope?
It's Hudson's Hope with the apostrophe S. At some point in the mid, I think it was the 50s, the postal system, the Canadian postal system, took the apostrophe out. So in the 80s, there was a writing campaign to put the apostrophe back in. So some people still haven't changed their signs back.
Okay. That doesn't explain the lost S, though. That maybe there's just some confusion.
I think it must have been a paper mistake, or someone decided it didn't need it somewhere in government or something.
Okay.
The postal system would be my guess.
And what about you? How long do you stay in Hudson's Hope? Is this a place where you call home now?
Or I call it home. I bought a house. I love it here. I don't see myself leaving anytime soon.
All right. Eleanor, thank you very much for this, and thanks for hosting us.
Thank you.
That is Eleanor Morrissey. She's the curator of the Hudson's Hope Museum, which is beside where we are broadcasting today. And it is 25 minutes now past 4 o'clock Pacific, and you're listening to Radio West from Fort St. John. Here now is Twin Peaks with For the Dogs. And you are listening to Radio West. We are broadcasting live from Hudson's Hope. We are on a park bench overlooking the Peace River. It's a pretty special spot. And joining me now is Betsy Trumpner, a CBC reporter who works out of Prince George, who you've been here covering stories all week.
I have been here, yes, and I've been here many times, just looking at the beautiful green Peace River flowing by, some amazing historic log cabins, and the great folks of Hudson's Hope, and even Chetwynd, who've stopped in to say hello.
And you've got a story for us next half
hour. I sure do, yes. Tune in for the next half hour. I'm heading back to Fort St. John, just outside the Site C construction site. We're going to meet a family whose livelihood and future is on the line, and we're going to talk about some of the security issues down at the Site C dam. So stay tuned for that in the next half hour.
Okay, Betsy, thank you very much for that. We look forward to that. It is 8 degrees right now in Hudson's Hope. Josh, I was a little worried earlier about it being too chilly out here, but actually, I feel just fine. I think it's I'm drinking Mexican hot chocolate. That helps.
And credit to Luke.
Yes.
Chetwynd.
He brought us coffee. I see a bag.
And cookies.
Cookies, too. I have not dug into that, but I will.
This is the best venue we've ever been at least for me, overlooking the Peace River. It's remarkable. And
what a lovely crowd here to welcome us.
We have 32 people here.
That is excellent. And we couldn't have asked for anything more, so keep with us in the next half hour. We'll be back. It's time for news. And you are listening to Radio West here from Hudson's Hope. We have a crowd of about 45 people gathered overlooking the Peace River. We're right next to the museum here in Hudson's Hope. Behind me now, you might actually hear that Peace River flowing. It's just a little ways down the bank. It is beautiful. It stretches out as far as I can see. A pretty special place. Josh and I have both never been here, and we came around that bend on Highway 29, and there's one spot where you look out over it, and we both just... And we got out and took photos, because what else are you going to do? It was gorgeous.
I mean, it's one thing, you know, people tell you the valley's beautiful, you got to see the valley. You know, there's lots of river valleys. But this river valley is different, and it's true what they say, that it's a different valley than the North Thompson, which is a beautiful valley. It's a different valley than those other river valleys.
Yeah, it's a special one. And we've got your look at weather here in the Peace. Tonight, chance of showers down to about zero. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud. We've got highs of 12 degrees. The southwest interior tonight, a few clouds, 2 degrees. We've got clear skies tonight in the Columbias and Kootenays, also down to about 2 degrees. The central interior this evening, partly cloudy, down to about zero. And if you're on the coast, expect some clouds tonight and a low of 8 degrees. And it is 23 minutes now before 5 o'clock Pacific. Well, we arrived in Fort St. John yesterday morning, and the first thing on our agenda, well, to head to Pat Pym's office. The Peace River North MLA agreed to sit down with me for a one-on-one. Now, as you can imagine, we talked a lot about the Site C project. The BC Hydro Dam has been on the books for decades, but it was only late last year that it received the necessary environmental approvals. And now construction is underway, but not without controversy and not without court challenges. If and when the dam is completed in 2024, it will have flooded 83 kilometers of the Peace River. BC Hydro says that reservoir will be, on average, 2 to 3 times the width of the current river. So here now is my conversation with Peace River North MLA Pat Pym.
Well, first off, my position on Site C was from the start and remained so until we got through the environmental assessment process. My position was I would go where the process takes us, and that has always been my position politically. I wasn't in favor of Site C. I wasn't not in favor of Site C. If the process took us to a point where Site C was feasible and where it was going to be beneficial to the province and passed environmental assessments, then I would be there. And that's where we've gotten to, and that's where I'm at this point.
Of course, the big question about whether or not we need Site C is still out there, and whether or not we need this power. What is the case to make for this project to go ahead?
Well, the big thing is that, you know, this project, as it moves forward, if it goes ahead, and I think it's going to go ahead, there are a couple of court challenges left out there, and we'll have to wait and see how those progress. But, you know, we're talking 10 years down the road, And you're talking about a province that's going to increase its size by probably 20% over that 10 years. So you're going to have more people in the province that are going to be needing firm power. There's nothing like hydropower for firm power. It's clean, it's green, and it's firm. And to me, that's something that you want to have. I'm in favor of alternate powers as well, you know, alternate energies. There's no question about it. But you do have to have that good firm base if you're going to even to allow alternate energies to proceed in the future as well. So. Is it the right thing? I mean, there's going to be people that argue forever and ever and ever. There was probably people that argued that W.A.C. Bennett made the wrong decision when he did, the Bennett Dam in the first place. And quite frankly, I'm pretty proud of the Bennett Dam and what it's done for the province as a whole.
We've spoken over the last, I've been in this job now for 4 years, and during that time we've spoken to the mayor of Hudson's Hopes, Gwen Johansson, a fair bit on our program about her concerns, not only of the land that will actually be flooded, but those whose properties will be devalued, she believes, because of the flooding. What do you say to the mayor and others whose properties are going to be flooded? What do you say to them?
Well, certainly there's been some folks in Hudson Hope that have that are certainly opposed to the dam. And, if you look at what Site C is going to do, Site C is going to be, it's going to generate about a third of the amount of power that the W.A.C. Bennett dams. And it's going to do that with a footprint of about 5% of what the W.A.C. Bennett dam had for a footprint. So, yes, there is going to be folks that are going to be... losing some of their land. There's going to be some that are going to be affected. I don't know the exact number, but it's about 25 land. I think about 40 properties and 25 landowners is, I think, the number somewhere in that neighborhood. And in Hudson Hope, they certainly, they're going to see a change to their landscape. There's no question about that. The dam, when at the actual dam site, will be about... 50 meters, so it would be about 150 feet of water at the dam site, and 80 kilometers down the road where it meets up at Hudson Hope, it'll be a raise of about 30 feet. So they'll see the water level in that area come up about 30 feet. So certainly that's going to be a change, and it's something that we're going to have to work our way through, and one of the points that I made is I wanted to make sure that landowners are dealt with properly and communities are dealt with properly as well. So those are a couple of things that I certainly have high on my priority list and will be maintaining.
I'm curious, though, as someone who is from here, is a guy that probably a lot of them are familiar with over the years just because you're from here, and as the person who represents them in the BC legislature, it must be tough for you to go up to them and try to explain that this is something that's happening, it's something I support, and yes, I know some of your land will be lost. How as just a guy that they know, how is it hard to deliver that message?
Well, it's always hard to deliver those kind of messages because, like I say, there's nothing that I can do or say that will console the people that are going to be directly affected, and I understand that. I totally understand that, and certainly they have a right to that position. As far as the project itself and looking after the future of British Columbia, I do think it's the right decision, and everything that happened to get us to this point took us in that direction, and that's where I ended up. So the environmental assessment identified that it's certainly something that's going to be utilized. You know, one of the big arguments we hear is that it didn't go through the BCUC, and so that's what a lot of people are saying. Well, goodness, you just needed to go through the BCUC process. Well, government made a decision back in 2010 when we did the Clean Energy Act that this project was not going to go through the BCUC process, and that was something we decided way back at that time, and it was legislation that's been put in place from that time forward. And so it's not going through the process. I do think that BC Hydro has gone through an extensive process to get us to where we are. I think they've answered a lot of the questions about whether there's going to be needs or not needs for the project. And I think at the end of the day, 20 years from now when we look back at this project, I think we're going to say that was probably a good decision. We should have probably done it 20 years ago.
How much work has already been done at the site? Like, do you ever get to tour it? Have you seen what they've all done out there so far?
You know, there's been a lot of work that has been done. At this point in time, where they're going through, they've let two major contracts, one's for the South Bank clearing and one's for the North Bank clearing, and they're certainly doing a lot of that work. The major campsite is now under construction. They're doing all the land clearing and leveling and all that kind of thing for the campsite. They got a temporary camp put in place. So they're progressing. They're not actually working in the actual main dam site area, so they're being pretty strategic on how they're doing their construction and whatnot. I mean, there still is an outside chance that there isn't a project. But that, I think it's at this point in time, I think it's pretty outside chance that there isn't a project. And
Why do you think so?
Well, there have been some court challenges already, and the courts have said that BC Hydro has done their due diligence, that they did the environmental work. The environmental assessments identified that they've done their due diligence on the project as well. So unless somebody can come up with something new, I think I think the courts will continue to see things in that light. Will it ever be 100% supported by everybody in this region? Absolutely not. When people say we're destroying a river valley, I don't really necessarily think we are, because we're still going to have that river valley, only it's going to be a lake valley after we're done. If you take a look at Kelowna, I'm pretty sure that people in Kelowna like their Okanagan Lake, and that was probably a river at one point in time.
That is Peace River North MLA Pat Pym. We will have more from Pym tomorrow on the show, and we talk about the Peace's oil and gas industry. And you are listening to Radio West here on CBC Radio 1. We are live from Hudson's Hope. We have a crowd gathered here, brave souls gathered in the temperatures. Well, it's not that bad. 8 degrees in Hudson's Hope right now. We're just parked on a park bench, actually, beside the museum overlooking the Peace River. Now, if you headed east to Fort St. John, you could hear us at 88.3 at the Site C construction site just outside of the city. And that's where we're heading right now with the help of our CBC reporter, Betsy Trumpner. She is with us right now on the park bench. Good afternoon.
Hello, Rebecca. And I think you have to explain, it's not just a park bench. If we lean back a little bit too far,
I know,
we're going down into the drink.
We're tipping right over into the river.
Over a cliff.
It's a bit scary.
But beautiful.
It is beautiful. Now, you've been covering this story for more than a decade, and there you were actually looking at shovels in the ground. What was that like?
Well, I'm going to back up just a little bit, because it's not so easy to go see the shovels in the ground. As Pat Pym mentioned, construction on this dam project has been underway for over 2 months now near Fort St. John up here in northeastern BC. But it is challenging to get in to see Site C. I'm up for a challenge, though, of course, and after decades of plans for this dam and protests over this dam, I wanted a look, Rebecca. Now, the problem, BC Hydro hasn't allowed any reporters into the construction zone, citing safety issues. I begged for 5 minutes in an ATCO trailer talking to a contractor, and I was told no.
And so what did you do?
Well, we found Site C's closest neighbor, a family that lives right near the steep banks above the Peace River just outside Fort St. John. So meet Esther and Paul Peterson. Paul's family has had a dairy farm on this land since the 1970s, and they offered me a chance to see their bird's eye view over the construction zone. So I climbed up into their crew cab pickup truck, down the rutted road through the hayfields we went through, a couple of farm gates, and join me as we go.
Where are we going now?
We're going out to the south east part of the property. You'll be able to look down, and then we'll go further out to show you a good view of the development that's going on right now.
Rolling off. Okay.
You got a sign in the water, eh?
Oh, looks like it.
Somebody does.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. We were down there on that here on Thursday, and they munched that all off.
And where is the dam going to go?
Well, if it goes, it's going to go right there at that big clearing area. It'll be going across, right across there.
Now, what can you actually see from there?
Well, I see a gorgeous deep river valley, somewhat similar to the one right behind us. We're on a steep plateau, so windy, and I know you can hear the wind in there, that you can almost lean into the wind along the cliff's edge. There's banks and hoodoos, this huge vista right along the Peace River. And as well, signs of construction, a large swath of forest that's been clear cut and leveled into several tiers right down to the water. Logging that Esther Peterson says she's been listening to.
They work around the clock, late into the night.
So what do you hear?
Tree mulchers and beep, beep, beep. And the tree mulchers screaming and, yeah, earth movers. And they're still a quarter section away from us. So they're still a little ways away from us, and so it's only going to get worse. When you look at it, you say, oh my God, I mean, they're just clearing trees like crazy.
So that's Esther Peterson. BC Hydro tells me 9,000 cubic meters of trees have already been logged and sent off to the local mill. BC Hydro also tells me there's about 160 workers already at work on the site, but eventually there's going to be 10 times that many, Rebecca. So just around the bend, behind a knoll where I can't quite see it, they're also building this state-of-the-art work camp for those 1,600 to 22,000 workers, 2,200 workers, rather, that will be coming to work on Site C. And this camp, Rebecca, is so big that they're now building a temporary camp to house the people who are going to build the bigger camp. And how big is this real camp? Well, it's so big, it's going to be a self-contained community. Its own sewage and water systems, facilities that rival Fort St. John's. It's going to have its own theater, outdoor fields, indoor running track, a library, and spiritual center. BC Hydro says it hopes to attract and keep workers with its high-quality guest rooms, featuring ensuite bathrooms and free Wi-Fi. And right now they're starting to install the camp utilities and bring in ATCO trailers.
Wow, pretty incredible. What else is being built there right now then?
Well, in the next couple of weeks, they're starting work on a temporary construction bridge that will cross the Peace River. Lots of road work as well, because all these little rural back roads are going to see a lot of traffic and heavy equipment. And also in the next couple of weeks, they'll be building gates, fences, and guard buildings.
Now, you mentioned it was hard to really get a look, to get inside. So how tight is security there?
It's pretty tight. Well, Esther and Paul Peterson, let's go back to them on their property. They know the security drill. As soon as we walked out on this point of their land, high above the river, a couple of boats started speeding towards our shore. Security.
Yeah, and here comes the boat. Well, they're going to come and they'll have a look at us and have a little chat.
So here comes our boat. The pickup's gone up. The second boat is there, and there's somebody on there watching us now. Can you see them standing there? Now they're going back on the boat. They have two boats now. Here comes the truck.
The other day we came out here nearly, you know, we came down, a group of us came for a walk. We were laying on these grassy knolls, the ladies, we were like 40 to 60 year old women, right? And they had no less than seven people standing across there, watching us with their glasses and texting and phoning and talking to each other.
I also talked to a man yesterday here in Hudson's Hope who says he was out river boating near Fort St. John when he was shadowed by hydro security boats when he tried to approach the construction site.
So we know there's tight security. The construction is underway. What other things are they seeing out there, Esther and Paul?
Well, what's at stake for them is very personal. Their family's land and their home. It wouldn't be flooded by the dam, by the reservoir, but it will be in what BC Hydro is designating as an unstable zone. Gwen Johansson referred to it. Once the dam is built and the reservoir floods the valley, no permanent buildings are going to be allowed outside of this so-called stability zone because of the danger of slides into the river. So what's going to happen to their family home that they always planned to retire in?
I guess if they flood the valley, maybe they can put motion sensors. I don't know. I don't see any sense in that because, I mean, something's going to wake you up to tell you you're sliding into a reservoir.
They came here one time and they said that we could sell now or sell later. They said the house would be gone in 2 years after completion. Anyway, you're sitting here in this house. It's a pretty nice house, right? So, yeah. It is tough. Yeah, sitting here, it's hard to
talk about that.
So what now for them?
Well, 2 months into the construction of this $9 billion project, Esther still believes Site C can and will be stopped.
I believe there's actually 2 elections left to go before this thing ever turns a turbine. You know, people are pretty horrified and they say, you know, oh, it's done. But I don't believe it is done. There are still court cases and I don't believe that we're done. I know we're not done. I know the First Nations people are certainly not done.
Betsy, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
That's Betsy Trumpner, reporter with CBC Radio. And we also heard, of course, from Esther Peterson at home on her farm near Fort St. John and the Site C Dam. And we are live right now, actually, about 83 kilometers down the Peace River from the Petersons' farm right now, broadcasting live in Hudson's Hope. And it is 6 minutes before 5 o'clock Pacific. We do have a crowd gathered on the lawn of the museum where we are sitting on the park bench. And as Betsy points out, we are kind of teetering on the bank here. We won't fall over, but the river is just below us. And you are listening to Radio West here on CBC Radio 1. You can hear the river right now, the Peace River, which we are overlooking where we are parked right here on the grass. We have a comfortable spot on a bench. Lots of people have come out from Hudson's Hope to watch the live broadcast, which we do appreciate. Thanks to everyone for dropping by. And thanks to our listeners back home for tuning in. This is a show all about the Peace, and we've been talking a lot about Site C today. Much more coming up in the next half hour. It's time now for your news.